The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. It is the live Thanksgiving Day edition of the program. We are here. I haven't been yawning as much since the very beginning of the show. I was so sleepy.
The tryptophan?
Things up. Yeah, I've heard this tryptophan thing is just BS.
That Me too.
Not true.
The what?
The tryptophan. It is some sort of a chemical.
But I get tired from Thanksgiving meals, and it seems to be a relatively common occurrence.
Yeah.
And I don't believe the tryptophan. Today, I didn't believe the tryptophan did anything, so it's not suggestion.
I mean,
why was I tired?
I don't know. I didn't even have that much turkey. I mean, it wasn't like I was gorging on turkey.
I'm full every day. I'm an American. I eat too much. So, you know, I mean, the whole idea of a feast seems kind of ludicrous. The only thing that's changed is this is a meal of just turkey.
So the toll-free number here is 855-453. Snopes.com has an opinion on this. And by the way, with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
And Lauren Melchior, a.k.a. Objectivist Girl.
And Mark.
This is an open phone show. You can call in and bring up anything that you'd like. We always have stuff to talk about here, and it is a live Thanksgiving Day edition. According to Snopes.com, the claim, now Snopes is a website that debunks or confirms various different claims that you might hear in real life or on the Internet. Claim, eating turkey makes people especially drowsy. Answer, false. According to Snopes.com, most fans of the popular sitcom Seinfeld recall a subplot from a November 97 episode in which Jerry and George plied Jerry's girlfriend Celia with a dinner of wine and turkey in the hopes that the combination of alcohol and tryptophan, along with some of George's boring home movies, would put her to sleep, enabling them to play with her vintage toy collection while she snoozed.
Thus, why didn't they just ask her to play with it?
I don't know, Mark.
Wait,
I don't write these things.
Show
about nothing.
Hold on. What? No, I have seen every single episode of Seinfeld.
I've never seen one.
Ever made. Because somebody I know is like the biggest Seinfeld fan ever and sounds like Seinfeld when he talks about Seinfeld, just okay. So you know. But the point is I've seen every single episode.
And you don't remember this one?
I do not remember this episode. How is that possible?
They've got a clip here.
What's the number?
Apparently they attempted to drug this woman.
It was in November of 1997. I don't know the exact...
Do you know the name of the episode?
No, I don't. Well, there's actually a link here. I'll share that with you later, okay. Lauren. Anyway, so thus did Seinfeld reinforce yet another generation of viewers the widespread bit of lore holding that something in turkey induces sleepiness, making those who partake of the bird unusually drowsy. In this instance, lore somewhat intersects with science, but not nearly to the extent claimed in popular belief. Turkey does contain tryptophan, an amino acid which is a natural sedative, to the extent that L-tryptophan has been marketed as a sleep aid. But to put an ordinarily awake person into a state of slumber, it would generally have to be consumed on an empty stomach in combination with little to no other protein, which limits the absorption of the tryptophan by the body,
yep.
And in amounts larger than are typically gobbled during a holiday feast. That lazy, lethargic feeling so many celebrants are overcome by at the conclusion of a festive seasonal meal
is just fat people naps.
Usually due not specifically to the turkey on the dinner menu, but to a combination of drinking alcohol, which I did not do today, and overeating a carbohydrate-rich repast, as well as some other factors. Two other factors that
contribute... I don't think I had any carbohydrates in my meal. Sweet potato, I guess.
Two other factors that contribute to the desire to sleep at the dinner table are meal composition and increased blood flow to the gastrointestinal tract. Studies have shown that a solid food meal resulted in faster fatigue onset than a liquid diet. The solid food meal also causes...
Well, I agree with that statement. It's just I felt I mean, I was ready for a nap this afternoon. Now, I have a six-year-old, so that's just out of the question. But I was, and I don't feel that way every other day, and I didn't eat that much differently than I normally eat, except for the fact that I had turkey instead of some other meat.
Do you not eat more at the Thanksgiving dinner, however?
I don't think so.
Really? I do.
But Ian, you weigh 100 and what? 40 pounds?
140 pounds.
Yeah, 140 pounds on a good day, right? Like, that's a full stomach and you haven't gone poop. So, I mean, you know, your eating habits aren't representative of America, which averages out somewhere about double you.
I would think that a lot of people eat more on Thanksgiving just because there's more there. I mean, there's usually a lot to choose from and you can come back for something.
I think this is the United States and a lot of people eat a lot anyway.
That's a good point. So anyway, the solid food meal also causes a variety of substances to jump into action that ultimately leads to an increased blood flow to the abdomen. This increase in blood flow and an increase in the metabolic rate for digestion can contribute to the coma. Those who still feel wary of turkey's purported sleep-inducing properties should note that many other items we commonly eat also contain tryptophan. Milk, cheese, beef, chicken, pork, and beans are among some of the foodstuffs that house this amino acid. And experts say that the average serving of chicken or ground beef contains about as much tryptophan as does a serving of turkey. If tryptophan were truly the Sandman's henchman, we'd all be falling asleep at the wheel on our way home from KFC or McDonald's. As Drs. Carroll and Vreeman note in their book, Don't Swallow Your Gum, quote, "The truth is, turkey's not to blame for your sleepiness. Chicken and ground beef contain almost the same amount of tryptophan as turkey, about 350 milligrams per 4-ounce serving. While you might have heard someone claim that turkey made them drowsy, you have probably never heard someone say that chicken, ground beef, or any other meat made them sleepy.
Nope.
Swiss cheese and pork contain more tryptophan per gram than turkey, and yet the American classic, a ham and cheese sandwich, somehow escapes blame. The amount of tryptophan in a single 4-ounce serving of turkey, 350 milligrams, is also lower than the amount typically used to induce sleep. The recommendations for tryptophan supplements to actually help you sleep are in the range of 500 to 1,000 milligrams.
So the fact that tryptophan isn't necessarily the culprit here does not mean that turkey is not necessarily the culprit. So I'm not willing to let this go today because this is a phenomenon that people experience. Plus, I would like to point out that I have tried to live my life by these little truisms that that you find, oh, no, that's not true, those things. And there was another one that I read in some book or another that said that, you know, giving kids sugar doesn't actually make them hyper. And to that, I would like to say bull
ridiculous
effing crap.
Yeah.
Okay? Because, I mean, I watched the first time my son got I'll just tell you, the first time he got ice cream, this is the Breyers ice cream with nothing in it, because my wife won't...
The all-natural
stuff. Like, it's
sugar,
yeah, grated vanilla, you know, that kind of stuff. And he just sat there and giggled as he ate this stuff. And, I mean, just, I'd never seen him act like this before in his life. I mean, I can watch it over and over again. He becomes unglued and cannot manage himself if he gets
so
too much
true
sugar.
I remember a similar incident where I was a teenager over at a friend's house, and he had, like, his, you know, little cousin over, and this little guy got his hands on some Mountain Dew, and his whole demeanor changed after, like, one or two cans of Mountain Dew. I mean, he just was bouncing off the
walls.
Well,
there's a lot of caffeine in Mountain Dew, too.
Well, there is that. Yeah, that's a good point.
So, anyway.
But there's also a lot of sugar in Mountain Dew.
Plenty of that.
People still feeling anxious about the prospect of tearing into a drumstick and suddenly being overcome by an irresistible urge to nod off should consider that those who took tryptophan-based supplements as sleep aids were, on the average, ingesting between 500 and 2,000 milligrams of L-tryptophan on a day. 4 ounces of turkey contains only about 350 milligrams of tryptophan, and unlike people taking the supplements who take them every day, most folks don't ingest that much turkey every day of the week. So, there you go. They are claiming here at Snopes that the whole turkey's going to put you to sleep tryptophan story is just about total bunk.
Okay.
Sounds like the hairspray causes cancer thing, the and a bunch of the other myths that people just make up.
There's a lot of that out there. There's no doubt about
it. Did you hear
about
the hairspray and the cancer thing?
No.
No, I've heard about holes in the ozone layer.
Right, I've heard hairspray's going to destroy the
earth. No, I heard cancer.
Well, there's a lot of rumors out there.
But then
it's
again,
verify them
everything
all
causes cancer.
I heard red cars have higher insurance rates because police officers are more likely to pull them over.
I think that might be not true.
Yeah, that's like, I don't...
I have a red car.
Yeah.
Right. The Objectomobile is red.
Gotcha.
Have you been pulled over?
No.
All right. That's actually a surprise. Seems like everybody gets pulled over in New Hampshire.
Yeah, and I'm one of the few people that haven't been. So here's the thing. I've only been pulled over once, and it was because my taillight was out. So,
In Ohio?
In New Hampshire.
Oh, so you haven't pulled over in New Hampshire.
Just once, okay. Because of my taillight.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The cops actually pulled me over for that the other day. It was because the police cruisers got that upper light, the one in the middle. I just tore the sucker off. Who needs that thing? We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-856-4195. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-856-4195. That's 1-800-856-4195. Call 1-800-856-4195.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk. Talk Live. Dial toll-free here to bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. You'll like the features there. And if you don't, well, it'll cost you nothing. So go ahead and give it a try.
Everything you paid for.
Wait, are you saying this is free?
Freetalklive.com? Well,
free as in liberty and free as in beer.
Free for you.
Wait,
I've got to pay money to run.
I thought there was no such thing as free.
Right, there's not.
There is, to the end user.
All right, you guys are dealing with
Well, we have, we have advertisements, and you pay by looking at them.
Look, yeah, private individuals will give you free things and not steal your money. Look at that.
So, yeah, check it out at freetalklive.com, another great website to bookmark, antiwar.com. They've got the answers, the facts, and the readership. What antiwar.com doesn't have is a pot of gold. The War Machine, of course, has the Federal Reserve's printing press and the mainstream media on their side, and all antiwar.com has is you. Their staff is, unfortunately, down to a skeleton crew with minimal pay. They're committed to keeping the website online with the best of the worst of all the bad news, but they can't do it for free. They need your help over at antiwar.com/donate. Give them a donation. You can do Bitcoin if you'd like. They proudly and gladly take Bitcoin as well as some other options. antiwar.com/donate, because war is the health of the state.
Paid in full by the War Machine, and the walls come crashing in.
I don't know that one.
I'm not familiar with this song.
This is Jordan Page.
Oh,
this is War Machine.
Nice. I like Jordan Page.
Yeah. Jordan Page and I did some music together. You can check out my new song, Secret.
Where would one do that?
You can check that out on my Facebook page, Lauren Rumpler. So type in facebook.com/Lauren Rumpler.
That's a new Facebook page.
Actually, it's the Objectivist Girl page, but I just turned it into Lauren Rumpler. So
you changed the name.
Yeah, I changed the name.
Don't they only let you do that like one time?
The one time.
Okay.
And
so you're serious about this.
I'm very serious about that. And there will be more on that this coming month.
Exciting.
Yeah.
So look for Lauren Rumpler on Facebook.
Yeah, so Lauren Rumpler. So go to facebook.com/Lauren Rumpler Production.
Perfect.
And you're quite a singer. You do it on a regular basis.
I do.
Do you play the guitar as well?
I don't.
Haven't I seen you with a guitar in your hands in some picture?
Yes, you've seen me.
You're faking.
I'm a fraud. But Jordan wrote the background song to my brand new song, Secret.
Uh-huh.
And so he plays
guitar.
Yes, and he and I are considering recording the song together.
Oh, cool.
And he may produce my album.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, and you guys should check me out next Monday night on Page Against the Machine.
What is that?
It's Jordan Page's show.
He has a show?
Uh-huh.
Everybody's got a show these days.
He does.
Oh, it's the internet.
Good for him.
And, of course, check out True Objective, my show, on the same network, LMR. I know.
What is LMR?
It's one of
Liberty Movement Radio.
Of competitors to LRN.FM.
Mm-hmm. And that'll be Monday nights at 8 to 9.
Which, of course, is not an option because you should be listening to Free Talk Live at that time. You can always listen to Lauren's show later on at some other time. Because you podcast the show, right? Is it available in
downloadable form? I do. But
you do not have to listen live?
But you podcast, too.
That's true. But we're more fun to listen to live because you can actually call in. Can you call your show?
Yeah.
You can? You can call your show?
No, you can't call into my show. But we teach you cool stuff about history, politics, philosophy, money. Right now we're going over the presidents from least deplorable to most deplorable.
Really?
Yeah. Now,
based on what measure?
based on liberty. So the amount of liberty they take away.
Who was the guy that died real fast? I've heard he was the best president.
Actually, the best president is Coolidge.
When did he die?
I don't know. I don't know. Not quickly, but he's actually really great.
Why?
He vetoed almost everything that came through.
Yeah, Calvin Coolidge is probably the
most libertarian,
arguably the most libertarian president out there.
Yes, a lot of people think that it's Jefferson, but it's not.
1800s?
It would have to be late or the early
1900s.
I would think early 1900s because he's depicted with a straw hat, so just like Woodrow Wilson. Hmm. So I imagine it's somewhere around Wilson's administration.
Need to bring back the straw hat.
He was 1923 to 1929.
Okay. So you can bring up anything you want. We were talking about net neutrality earlier tonight. Lauren, I know that there might have been something else you wanted to add into that discussion. You had been talking about Mark Cuban, who is apparently a ball team owner of some sort. He appears on a show called Shark Tank. Is it Shark Tank Nation? I've heard advertisements for a Shark Tank Nation.
No, I don't know what that is.
That's a different show. You were saying there's another one called Shark Tank?
Shark Tank.
Huh. Okay. So
Shark Tank, hoo-ha-ha.
Is that the theme
actually,
song?
Actually, it's Shark Bait, hoo-ha-ha. But that's from Finding Nemo. Don't mind me. I'm all over the place right now. So anyway, yes, back to the Mark Cuban Reason article.
What else did he have to say about net neutrality?
So in addition to a heavy dose of Brio, Cuban brings a future orientation that is...
What is Brio?
Sounds like cheese.
Yeah. Brie.
Brio.
I don't know how you spell it.
B-R-I-O. Brio.
Okay.
Whatever.
I'll check that out.
Yeah, you should. Tell me what it means, because expanding vocabulary is a good thing. And we teach you stuff like that on my show every Monday night.
Italian food?
On
apparently,
LNR.
We're
going to
teach you that here.
From 8 to 9 p.m. on True Objective.
Brio is Italian for great energy and confidence.
Oh, nice.
Enthusiastic vigor.
Okay, so in addition to a heavy dose of Brio, Cuban brings a future orientation that is typically lacking in discussions of net neutrality, Title II reclassification, and related issues. It's an accident that cable companies morphed into ISPs, and it's no accident that they were once given monopolies by money-grubbing municipalities. There's no reason to believe that cable, much less fiber, will be the way the internet is delivered even in the near future, much less the medium future. And I think Cuban, who has made his big money from the sale of broadcast.com about 10,000 years ago in internet time, is right to emphasize that what we think of as central now, video streaming, Netflix versus Comcast, torrenting, will be trifling in the future. The FCC specifically and government generally have never been great at managing innovation.
No, they're terrible at that stuff.
Right.
They disturb innovation.
I know. All they do is hold it back.
They hold it back for decades
in
some cases. Like the cell phone. You could have had cell phones in the 60s from what I understand.
Yeah, and we could have flying cars right now. It works.
Well, that's not the FCC.
But I'm way down that skateboard.
It's incentivizing innovation.
It's the FAA that's
I'll do an article on why government disincentivizes innovation if you check out objectivistgirl.com.
Okay.
It works better when they stand aside and let it happen, as mostly happened with regard to the internet and the web in the 1990s. Really, they couldn't stop it. It really wasn't about that they stood back. It's that it came so fast and it was so big.
That's right. They don't know what it is.
There was no way of stopping it.
They still don't understand it. I mean, you listen to the politicians talking about it.
Yeah. Bitcoin's the same way. They didn't know what to do about it for years. This is the
Bitcoin's the same way.
New York regulation.
The Federal Reserve Bank of New York.
So the Bit license is the real first general attempt at
I went to Bitcoin Not Bombs and I got an intergalactic Bitcoin license. I don't need New York State's one.
I've got one of those too. They're pretty cool. Bitcoin Not Bombs.
It's fully inclusive. It covers the whole galaxy.
What about the universe, though?
At this point, I haven't been outside of Earth.
There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
The average family has 3 days of food in their pantry. Don't get caught with your pantry down this winter. Get 3 weeks of food free with your purchase of a 3-month supply of Go Foods now through November 30th. Call 800-648-9753 or order online at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected and more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns and the number 8080.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Swamp of Cash, Congressman Good Havoc.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves at 855-453. That is the toll-free number. Tonight, we're here live on this Thanksgiving Day edition of the program. Of course, we're still here to take your calls about anything, even though net neutrality and other technical kind of topics, it's turned into tech Thanksgiving on Free Talk Live here.
No, education. Yay!
But it doesn't have to be that way. You can bring up anything you want, and you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We've got Skype. Skype on into the show at username lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us that way. And gold and or silver, these are fine alternative currencies.
Ooh, shiny.
Unlike Bitcoin, which a lot of people are uncertain about, gold and silver, they've been around for a long time. They got a track record.
And it seems almost certain that silver is going to go up. It's sitting at quite a low price, not a historic low, but certainly quite low. And you can go get some at gold.freetalklive.com. We've got all kinds of coins that are picked out right there for you. And go get them. Or you can use the telephone number. I can give that to you. It's there at the website at gold.freetalklive.com. It's 877-857-9938. Now, you may want to get metal for an investment or as a hedge against inflation or as a barter currency. But whatever your reason, go here to gold.freetalklive.com, 877-857-9938, gold.freetalklive.com.
You know, Mark, you should really be advertising that to objectivists since they all have a metal fetish.
Libertarians, too.
Mark, coming up, you have a story about some parents who did a home birth, and did you do that, the home birth thing?
Well, it was called a home birth, but it was at a birthing center.
Okay, but not at a hospital.
That's correct.
You did it outside of the typical means of giving birth.
My wife did, yeah.
Right. You were there, though.
Yeah.
You're like, I take no credit for that.
It was the most traumatic experience of my life.
Did you faint?
No, I didn't faint.
Did you almost faint?
I didn't feel like fainting, but I was really, you know, it was really something.
Okay. Yeah,
it's funny just, watching your face when you're recounting that, too. You can't see that at home.
No.
It's really something.
I have one of those things, and I think about that, and I don't really want to. No kids.
Yeah, I heard you there, and I would probably feel the same way if I were in your shoes. One of the reasons why I got a vasectomy at age 23, because I do not want any children that I don't want to decide on.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm thinking I'm probably just going to either have them carved out of me or be really knocked out.
So, Mark.
I'm sure they have a solution for you.
Do you have a story about some home birthing parents whose child has been taken from them?
Yeah, this one comes from medicalkidnap.com.
Oh, my God. No. There's a whole website dedicated to this.
Unfortunately, this happens on a relatively common basis.
Oh,
that, you know, the hospital decides you haven't done a good enough job. All three of their babies have been taken away from them and placed in the care of strangers. Levi was 10 months old when his mother, local singer and songwriter Erica May Rengo, gave birth to his twin brother and sister at their home in Bellingham, Washington. "Our birth was glorious," she said, "and the twins were reportedly healthy, full-term babies who had no problem quickly figuring out how to breastfeed. The little family was overjoyed until CPS stepped in to help."
Mm.
It is another medical kidnapping, according to the parents. The Ringos have chosen a wholesome, holistic lifestyle based on their Christian faith. But CPS has stepped in to override the parents' decisions. Now Erica and Cleve are living what they call a nightmare. This is absolutely a nightmare.
Mm.
There is nothing. Yeah, this is a nightmare.
Losing your kid? Yeah,
yes.
That's what all parents fear, right?
Right. Separated from their children for reasons that don't make any sense to them at all. It was only natural for Erica to choose a normal, family-centered birth. Erica herself was born at home and says that her mother was a home birth educator at La Leche League leader, and that's a worldwide support education system for breastfeeding mothers. And I can totally imagine what this is like, because I've heard the reports over and over that CPS or whatever it is in whatever your state you're in, the Child Protective Services, that they don't make it very clear to you what you have to do to get back into the good graces of whomever in order to get your kids back.
They don't. And you know who is the CPS whistleblower is Carlos Morales from Truth Over Comfort. He actually just released a book. If anybody out there is dealing with Child Protective Services right now, I recommend that you read this book. It's called Legally Kidnapped, The Case Against Child Protective Services. And he is like the only CPS whistleblower that's really out there at this point and has written this kind of book. So you guys really need to check this out if you're having any issues with CPS.
No, we've had him on the show. He's an informed guest, that's for sure.
Legally Kidnapped, The Case Against Child Protective Services by Carlos Morales. Check him out. And in fact, I hope that he does something on this home birth thing.
She and Cleve chose a birth center birth with their first baby, but decided to birth at home for the second time.
Hmm.
She knew that her body was perfectly designed to work for birth. She believed this was the direction God was showing them for the birth, and Erica was very careful during her pregnancy to watch her diet and exercise in preparation for her birth. She read, researched, and prepared. And I can just remember what my wife did. You know, she was, I see her prepare for marathons.
Obsessed.
Her preparation for marathons is nothing.
Yeah.
Compared to what her preparation is for this. And, you know, it was a really big deal to her. She describes her home birth as exquisite and empowering. Morna Kai Grace and Danielle Clemente were born into their parents' loving arms. The birth was perfect. There were no complications.
Twins?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a male-female twin.
Gotcha.
No complications with the birth or afterwards, but Erica and her husband, Cleve, had to agree to notify the local paramedics
an
effort to appease concerned family members who were fearful for their decision to birth at home. That's where the problems began.
Oh, and man.
What do you bet these are the parents, by the way? The mothers.
Wait. Oh, as far as the family members,
yeah,
they had to notify? Oh, we want you to call the paramedics just to let them know. Right? That's what they had to do? Give them a heads up, hey, we're having a birth, but we don't need you? That's what they were supposed to do?
That was the idea.
Oh, God.
Sometime after the babies arrived, on October the 2nd, paramedics arrived to find the twins nursing and everybody doing fine. The twins weighed over 5 pounds, and the paramedics allegedly verified that everyone appeared healthy. The paramedics allegedly recommended that they go to the hospital for evaluation,
of course,
which is
they would. That's
standard
their job.
For EMTs.
Recommend.
Sure. The Ringos say they declined, telling them they didn't want to go to expose their newborns to the dirty environment of the hospital. Mm-hmm. They were planning to follow recommendations that they had found.
Here, kids, have a case of MRSA.
Yep, which was that they say that the newborns should stay home for the first 6 weeks of life to give their immune systems the opportunity to build up. I absolutely think that's fine.
Okay.
I mean, that makes perfectly good sense. You don't want to do a lot of traveling. Mom is, you know, wore out severely.
Especially if you did a natural birth.
A natural birth of twins.
Yeah.
At home.
Oh, God.
Two for the price of one.
God bless this lady.
You couldn't get me to do one. This woman is a hero.
All right. So the paramedics didn't seem like they caused any problems. What went wrong?
Yeah, what went wrong?
The parents believe that because they chose not to go to the hospital at the time, somebody called CPS. A couple of social workers showed up the next day and wanted to see all the children. CPS told Erica that they were here to help.
Go to hell.
Yeah. But
here to help.
Erica said
with
they were.
What?
That was not what happened at all.
When has it ever? I mean, maybe there's a few cases, but man, these people are the worst form of meddlers.
Yeah, really. I mean, if there's anybody you should not let in your house, it's Child Protective Services.
Yeah.
I would recommend letting cops come in and look around. Show them your bong before you let CPS come into the house.
Don't let them in your house.
Because
and
these
don't
people
tell them anything.
Are dangerous.
They are. So did they take these kids?
When the social worker found some eczema on Levi's skin, Erica told her that she was treating it with some herbal remedies, including comfrey and calendula, as well as applying coconut oil and giving probiotics. Remember, nothing works on eczema anyway. She was also doing emulation.
Hold on. Before you continue the story, we'll get to the rest of it here in a moment, but how creepy the idea that total strangers show up at your front door and demand to examine your children, and then they start looking at their body parts and touching them, presumably, or who knows, you know, just observing closely and, you know, can you take off their shirt? I mean, who knows how crazy this gets? 855 450 free. More coming up. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! You only once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the live Thanksgiving Day edition of the program. Talked a lot of tech tonight, but now we're talking about straight-up kidnapping when done, performed by the CPS or whatever the collection of letters happens to be in your state. It's usually different, like DCYF, Department of Children and Families, or something like that, or DCF, or CPS, etc. So these people, they make it their business to get into your business in your home. And Mark, you're telling us a story about some parents who, they did the home birthing thing. They did first they did a birthing center for their first kid, and then the next birth.
They liked it so much they decided to have the twins at home.
At their home. Well, I guess they felt more comfortable the second time around, and you know they didn't need the pros helping them out, at least in that location. So they had the kids, and then how long after it they had the kid did the CPS show up?
I think it was the next day.
So apparently somebody snitched them out, and the CPS shows up at their door demanding to inspect their children.
Yes.
Now, Mark, you wouldn't let them in, would you?
No.
Why anyone lets these people into their homes and into their lives? I just don't understand. It
because
must be
it's
just
authority.
Total, right. It's total obedience to somebody with a badge, somebody with a name tag.
Indeed. I don't
it's
understand.
It's so scary.
So the social worker comes in, starts poking around. The older child, Levi, has a little bit of eczema on him, on his skin, and the mother's trying to, you know, treat it with herbal remedies, comfrey, calendula, coconut oil, probiotics. She's also doing an elimination diet to locate what could be causing the skin condition. And consider that eczema, really common, and it's not easy to get rid of on
babies
anybody.
Or on people?
I don't know who it's common on, but it's common on people. So, you know, I don't think that this is nothing to be alarmed about, right? Yeah. It's a skin condition.
But the bureaucrats were concerned.
So even though it was in the healing process, well, I don't know about that, the social worker became critical that Erica wasn't treating his eczema with steroids, a treatment option that Erica wanted to save as a last resort because of the side effects.
So, of course, the sort of naturopathic or these parents here who are obviously not interested in the sort of allopathic medicine system, the hospital and doctor system. They've gone through great pains to avoid that system. Now they've got these bureaucrats who, of course, their first recommendation is, well, you need to do it this way, the accepted medical way, which, of course, is anathema to what these parents actually want.
Right. The CPS agent later, now consider every treatment requires a period of time to work.
Mm-hmm.
So she's treating, and usually these natural treatments, usually they don't work, but the times that they do work, it takes a little time. I've had things like this work for me, and you can't tell me any different. They worked.
My Magic Mud.
My Magic Mud. Yeah, I guess it's natural. It's all natural.
I use Magic Mud.
My Magic Mud.
It's wonderful. It makes your mouth feel so clean.
Yeah, I can't live without it. The CPS agent would later testify to the judge that Erica had neglected to treat him completely.
Mm.
Even so, the eczema was the only thing wrong, Erica says. Right away, they found out that our children were not in danger. The twins were completely healthy. The house was clean. There were no drugs or alcohol involved. The Ringos agreed to take the children to a pediatrician who said the babies were doing fine. The only concern was that the twins were slow to gain weight. And this is something that people are always concerned with newborns. It's just the way it is. I mean, you know, everybody's always concerned. As long as the child isn't vegan, you know, if the parents aren't vegan, I don't think there's too much to worry about. They're going to gain weight the way they gain weight. But, you know, I mean, some people are going to be at the bottom of the bell curve. Some people are going to be on the other side of it. So, nonetheless, she was, at the time, Erica was trying to maintain a supply for 3 breastfeeding babies. That is a problem. She says that she followed the pediatrician's advice to supplement with formula. What else could you do? And the babies promptly got back on track with weight again. That was allegedly verified by a nurse sent out by CPS to check on them. Erica May and Cleve are holistic in their approach to life and health, preferring natural alternatives like herbs and diet changes to medical treatments. Those things appear to be options only if CPS is not involved. On November the 6th, let's go back here. I think it was October that the birth occurred. I just want to make sure that I've got the dates right. I think it was October the 2nd.
You know where the story's coming from?
Yeah,
chance?
It's medicalkidnap.com.
That's right, medical kidnap. Because this isn't the only time.
What a nightmare.
That something like this has happened.
The fact that there's a location where these things are listed just speaks to the level of the problem that CPS really causes.
If you can't find the date, Mark, I say skip it and keep telling the story.
Yeah, I can't find the date off the top of my head. October the 2nd.
Was the birth, so about a month later?
Yeah.
Okay.
So CPS takes custody of the children on November the 6th. CPS showed up at the front door while Erica was softly singing and playing her guitar to the resting babies. When she checked the door, they told her that they were there to take her children.
Oh, my.
Citing neglect for not giving Levi steroids for his eczema and the home birth without medical prenatal care with the twins, as well as the allegations of abuse, accusations with it, which Erica had already assured them were completely unfounded. She also had prenatal care, just not with a doctor. I don't know. I don't, you know. They didn't mention the allegations of abuse up until this point. Maybe it's a, remember, there's family members involved. It's always a family
member. Busybody family members who were upset that they were having a home birth in the first place.
With one baby on her back, the frightened mother fled out to the back door with her children to a neighbor's house, but the police and CPS hunted her down and took all 3 breastfed babies from their mother's arms. The twins were 5 weeks old. Erica broke down
and
sobs.
Course, no one bothered to pull out a video camera and actually record.
She's lucky that the cops didn't kill her. I mean, how many other instances where can you run from an official and live?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't happen too often.
You know, if an individual had broken into her home and had taken her children, it wouldn't have mattered. But since they have some strange title, she couldn't do anything about it, and now she's separated from her loved ones.
That's horrifying.
Yep.
I mean, can you imagine a worse thing than having your children taken away from
you. So this is this year? This is fresh?
Yeah, well, this is fresh as it could be, yeah. So Erica broke down into sobs as I spoke with her. My children were safe and healthy with me since they have been taken by CPS. Daniel has reportedly had pneumonia, and Levi has reportedly been diagnosed with behavioral problems because he screams and cries all the time. No doubt.
Wow, it's not around his mother, so that could be a factor, right?
He's screaming and crying, Erica says, because he wants his mom and dad. Of course, they're going to drug him in order to prevent him from doing that. And let's not forget how many kids have been put into the foster care system
and
been
abused
or killed.
Raped.
There's a story not too long ago of a father in I think it was in Colorado, where it's legal to smoke marijuana. The kids were taken because he's a marijuana smoker and put into a foster home, and the foster mother killed the kid.
It's amazing.
Children who have allegedly not been abused in any way have been taken by CPS from loving parents for reasons so flimsy that has left the Rangos and their friends stunned. Several of their friends write that Erica is a great mama. This is not the right thing to do to mothers and children, Erica emphasizes. If they thought that we needed help, they should have brought help in, not taken the children out. They have suffered, and I have suffered since our separation. Now, the difficult thing here is we don't know what happened with this lady. We don't know what's going on in this family.
I don't care. It's none of my damn business.
Well, and the difficulty is you know when you give a government bureaucracy, which is not the government, isn't known for their efficiency. When you give them the ability to take people's children away, they're going to take some people's children away that they shouldn't have taken away.
They're going to take rather than not, right? Like, they're going to err on the side of taking.
Well, that's what the agency's for, right?
Yeah.
The agency's for taking kids.
And
ultimately,
how do you get them back? What does she have to go through? What kind of hoops does she have to jump through in order to have a chance at seeing her kids in her own home in any reasonable amount of time?
Yeah, they don't go into that in this article, and it's really a difficult question.
You know, what would be really good is if we show support for her. I think that we should change our profile pictures
to
something that supports her, that allows us to...
Someone changed their profile picture.
No. Here's the thing.
If
we raise awareness about it, the fact that this woman has lost her kids...
What about all the other people who've lost their
kids? That's the thing, is that information can save lives. And that's the thing, is that maybe the information being out there will bring these kids back to her. And so if we raise heck about it, then maybe we can say to CPS, like, this is unacceptable, and they'll feel so much pressure they'll have to give the kids back.
Belknap, Washington.
Belknap. Okay.
Am I pronouncing it wrong?
Can you post the link to this on Facebook?
It'll be on Facebook.
Okay.
Facebook,
guys, show...
Bellingham.
Okay.
Let people know this is going on. This is something you're going to want to share.
But this is going on in more than just Bellingham, Washington. This is going on all across the country.
Yeah, but that's just the thing. If we take a stand once, it sets a precedent.
I don't know if it'll set a precedent. I mean, CPS has been screwing people over for decades.
Do you have a better idea?
Well, I think that we can have some effect if we focus our efforts in one place. So people who love freedom should move to New Hampshire, and then we can actually come to people's aid. And then we have people who know better than to just let the bureaucrats show up and do everything. Like, turn them away at the door, grab a video camera, refuse to cooperate. I think getting that information out to
time
parents
to shut down CPS.
Very helpful. Well, that'd be nice, too. But that's a legislative thing. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators Floorbuster Deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time-only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday. These deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.